One thing overall that I would say, the arcing lesson, is that you have to be extremely adaptable. What this career had started as and what both mediums began as are nothing compared to what they are today. And so if I were to enter my career beginning with what I knew then and what I started with them, I don't know if I would survive, literally. So I have only been able to survive in my career by constantly adapting and changing and morphing and developing my skill set literally every step of the way, nearly on a monthly basis. So you really entering this field, you can't just go with one skill set. I mean, I started with maybe fashion and now I do DIY and I also do beauty. I've demonstrated yoga. I do some light cooking. I love cooking. So, you know, it all goes with what I am able and capable and love to do. So I never do anything that goes against my grain. Once somebody asked me to actually do makeup on models, Amy, do you feel comfortable? Can you do makeup on models? And actually, it's not something that I do. I turned it back to the producer and I said, you really would be best suited to have a makeup artist do this segment. It's not really my forte. I could do it. I could study the tech. I do my own makeup. I could do it, yes. But I also felt that somebody with formal training in makeup application would be best suited for this segment. Would it have been a great segment for me on a national talk show? Absolutely. Would I have felt slightly like a fraud? Yes. You know, you really have to go with your expertise and training, and sometimes you have to say no with things that you don't know how to do.